First, the United States snagged an FBI agent and accused Russian spy. Then Washington expelled Russian diplomats, followed by Russia expelling Americans. This week, the standoff between the United States and China ended with the release of 24 crew members of a Navy surveillance plane. Time to grab your trench coat and take a chilly stroll through Berlin. Commentator Austin Bay insists there's no return to the Cold War.
The spy snit is a cold snap in U.S.-Russian relations, at the very most. And those who label the China crisis a return to Cold War sensibilities utterly distort a very complex political and economic relationship, characterized by both interdependence and competition. The very terms Cold War and post-Cold War era are, in fact, misleading journalistic baggage, leftovers from a bipolar world and breakdown in the Balkans. Perhaps the Depression would have been easier to take if sharp PR men had sold it as the post-Roaring Twenties. But as names go, post-anything is a clunker. We need a new name. The Millennium Era is as good as any. Intense competition and occasional confrontation, coexisting with extraordinary information openness and economic interdependence. For each political push, there may well be a pocketbook pull. Diplomacy with dictatorships is always a tough proposition. But the Millennium Era's complex relationships offer new political leverage. Consider the EP3 incident. Yes, China's military leaders need an enemy in order to inflame nationalist passions and secure their own political position in Beijing. But after their temper tantrum, China's hardline military leaders pulled back from the brink. Call this a victory for China's technocrats and modernizers. It's also a victory for wealth creation over any post-Cold War syndrome. Beijing desperately wants to host the Olympic Games. A growing China needs trading partners, stable neighbors, and goodwill. Chinese basketball fans want to watch Dallas Mavericks center Wang Zhiji block shots and go to the bucket. This is a post-Cold War model, the Millennium Era. As for Russia, Moscow's power has declined precipitously. Yes, Russia's thousands of nuclear weapons matter, but their existence doesn't translate into decisive military and political capability. In fact, the danger Europe and America face with Russia is that it becomes too weak, so riddled with corruption that what follows is a civil war or the rise of a dangerous ultranationalist regime. No Cold War here. But you can never mistake life on Earth for utopia, unless you happen to live in the Eden era. Dictatorial military cliques, religious extremists, and corrupt elites reject the cooperative rules implicit in the evolving system. They are prepared to rattle sabers, bomb embassies, and bomb World Trade Centers. With China and Russia, they spy, we spy. Sometimes the spy game gets testy. Since guns haven't yet been replaced by wallets, America still has reason to remain on guard.
The comments of Austin Bay, a nationally syndicated foreign affairs columnist for the San Antonio Express News.